Sean Warner, joining me on the line in a moment, is a poet and carpenter who has been motivated by his love of the written word to teach kids in the Autry area how to read and write. Sean, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
A very good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your passion for poetry, where does it come from, do you think?
I'm really not sure. I started writing from a young age, pre-teens or so. I always loved reading, so I think it developed from there.
And in you teaching, I suppose, kids in Autry about writing, are you trying to instill that sense of passion to them as well?
Yes, definitely. It started out as an initiative to teach some poetry to the kids. But I then ascertained through their writing and so on that there's really a big problem with literacy amongst our school kids. I cater to kids aged 8 to 18. So I went through the stuff I gave them to write and so forth, and I found that there's a big problem with their spelling and also just the basic grasp and reading aptitudes. So the focus of the initiative shifted from teaching poetry to now teaching basic literacy.
And out of interest, Sean, do you then work with schools in the area? Because I imagine your method of teaching them basic literacy has to somehow complement the method that is being taught at their respective schools so that they're not receiving contrary messages, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, look, the initiative is about a month old now. So once the school resume in about a week's time or so, I will be reaching out to schools. I'm also pulling up a profile on each kid. And then when the school resume, I'm out to see all the principals of the school to have a meeting to see how I can be and how I can assist, how the initiative can assist with the kids. I do keep it very curriculum friendly though. So as not to confuse the kids, because, I mean, spelling is spelling. So I try to teach them from the basics up. You won't believe how bad some of the kids' spelling is and how little time they really spend reading. So part of the initiative criteria is that they join the library, because we are housed at the library. The city has kindly sponsored us with premises. So we do use a room there. So I'm trying to take a holistic approach to the whole thing.
And in fact, part of that holistic approach is realizing that these kids often come from homes where they're not sure where their dinner is going to come from that evening. So you make sure that they receive at least one meal a day.
They receive at least one meal a day, which I reach out to the community on our chat group and some of the people I know personally. So I do have a few mothers and fathers in the community that sponsor my wife and I with the initiative, because we are both unemployed, so there's no income. But the community has been very forthcoming in that aspect. So they come in the mornings at 10 during the holidays. They spend some time with sports and recreation programs where we assist as well. And then we normally start at about 1:30. So the past week we did some Xhosa, module 1 and module 2, and we do a spelling quiz or two. I try to get in at least 3 learning intensive programs a week, and then we feed them every day. So far it's been good. We haven't missed a day, so the children were fed every day. I also do home visits on a Sunday where I go into the houses of the kids. I've done 8 so far. Where I go and ascertain the living circumstances and so on, and I must say that it's quite bad.
It is. I would imagine. I mean, we often speak about this, right? Absent parents who perhaps have to go and hustle or you know, sort of contribute towards whatever employment they have, meaning that they're absent most of the day, and overcrowded scenarios where it's not really an environment conducive to learning, is it?
No, of course. Look, one of the questions I do ask, because I have a little questionnaire that I do, is how many people are in the house. Most of the kids live in 2-bedroom flats or 2-bedroom houses, and the average people that live in the houses are about 10. I also ask about the sleeping arrangements, which really it frustrates me, and it's quite shocking, because we have a girl of 9 years old living with uncles and cousins in one house, and You know, it's quite disturbing if you think. And I wouldn't have known this hadn't I started with the home visits, because the kid comes there, they're quite happy and everything seems normal. But when I went to the houses, I was, you know, it's quite emotional just to see how they live. So it's not conducive to learning the way they live. So that also just confirms that Otri really needs, and every other colored community needs, initiatives like this to give the child a safe place to supplement their learning and to assist with their homework after school. Because I could imagine once the kid gets home to these houses, there's just no time or drive to do any schoolwork.
And how many kids are you taking care of, Sean?
Well, we started with 18 kids. It's now active members, 55 active members.
55 active members.
55 active members, yeah.
This will require quite a bit of resources, particularly on the sort of helping out with food part of you, point of view rather. Sean, if there's a listener who would love to help you out, how do they get in touch with you?
They can contact me on my cell number. Can I give my cell number?
Of course, go ahead.
It's 06-33-77-6380.
That's 06-33-77-6380. Thank you very much, Sean Warner, for joining us, and sending you all the best with your project.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sean Warner is a poet and carpenter and takes care of 55 active members of, and these are kids between the ages of 8 and 18, who he was trying to inspire by exposing them to some poetry until he realized that they have basic literacy challenges that he's now taking care of. He goes to a library in Otri and is able to feed all of those kids. If you are in any way able to help out, do give Sean a call or drop him a message, 06-33-77-6380.